How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, LA out here on the ones and twos. Quick segment here before we get to the top of the 5 o'clock hour. One of the most savage things an NFL coach can do.
Yeah.
Especially if it comes to the point where you know you're either like Mike McCarthy or you're lame duck. Is to be able to walk into that meeting because you know it's coming, but to really see the owners and the GM squirm. This guy I know personally, he's actually a good coach. He was actually at one time the head coach of Buffalo. I knew him as a player when I was a ball boy with the Vikings. I've been knowing him essentially since my teenage years of life. Funny dude, like great dude, tight end.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Mike Mularkey likes to drink a lot of beer. So he was a decently successful head coach with the Tennessee Titans. Offense coordinator with the Steelers, all that type of stuff. Player, great player and all that stuff. And so he was head coach Tennessee Titans. They weren't drafting well and not spending money in free agency. He knew he was getting fired. And this is right when these reporters wanted to be the first. They didn't even care if it was right. They just, hey, I heard this. So what Mike Mularkey did, he said before he got fired, he told a reporter that he was getting the extension. It actually was Ian Rappaport. So he knew not to call like Adam Schefter or anything like that, because right. He probably did checks and balances. He said, listen, this dude, because Ian Rappaport was the main one reporting for like weeks that he was going to get fired, X, Y, Z. And they started to play a little bit better. So he knew he was going to get fired. So he landed back in Nashville, and he said it was like, between 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning. So he called Ian Rappaport up, say, hey, man, I just want to give you the heads up so you can report it in the morning, early in the morning, probably when they break in the ESPN or whatever. He's like, I just got an extension. Ian Rappaport, not doing his checks and balances, not dotting his I, crossing his T's, got on national TV and said Mike Mularkey's getting an extension. Lo and behold, he got fired that afternoon. That is a savage move. Savage.
Set him up.
Yeah, set him up, man.
Diabolical.
Yeah. Going out with a bang. And he said he held on to that story, obviously, until he probably finished getting paid. Even though it was 2018, it's probably been some time. I don't know how long he got his severance package, you know, obviously spread out. But he held on to that for a very long time, man. Good for him. Good for him. He's one of the nicest dudes, too.
You have to learn. You just have to learn.
When you push a nice guy to the corner, he's going to find a way to come out swinging. He got the last laugh. He said the best part was he walked in there, and he's like, they were squirming. Because I'm sure they got calls from fans and everything and people that knew that he was going to be fired and try to figure out, well, who gave him this money? And everybody's saying nobody. And he comes walking in there. How you guys doing? Go ahead, Mike Mularkey. Do your thing. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We're going to do the first segment. We're going to do pick'ems. We got the big games. Obviously, we got Ohio State, Indiana. Got Nebraska against Wisconsin. We got Army against Notre Dame. What's that mean? We got Kansas against Colorado, NKC. But plenty of other games as well. And then we'll talk a little what it means, what the Huskers need to do to win. Jay Foreman, DP Ellie, quick break. We'll be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.